USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump plans to visit the heavily fortified demilitarized zone that separates North and South Korea. He extended an invitation on Twitter to North Korea's Kim Jong-un to join him. He arrived in Seoul with a warm welcome from South Korean President Moon Jae-in, but he's actually thinking about North Korea.
We're going to the DMZ. I said, while I'm there, I'll shake his hand. We get along.
Only hours earlier, the president tweeted a message to Kim, inviting him to meet him at the demilitarized zone. The president said he would even consider crossing over the line, something that no U.S. president has ever done.
Sure, I would. I'd feel very comfortable doing that. I would have no problem.
A North Korean official called the DMZ proposal a very interesting suggestion. But so far, Kim hasn't publicly said whether he'll meet with the president. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Here are the three most important letters you'll ever need to know. Memorize them. VRA, VRA, VRA. And here's another three. KIP, KIP, KIP. K-I-P, K-I-P, K-I-P. Kip Herridge runs VRA. It's an investment newsletter, but not just any investment newsletter. It's the best in the country, in my opinion. I've known Kip for almost 20 years. He's like a brother to me. I've witnessed his remarkable success in picking stock winners. I give Kip the most highest endorsement and recommendation. Kip spent 32 years in the investment industry at the highest levels of Wall Street. Kip founded VRA in 2003 and has beat Wall Street for 15 out of those 16 years. And he didn't just beat Wall Street by a little bit. He beat Wall Street like a drum. Here's the big news. Only for my fans at USA Radio, Kip is offering a free two-week membership to VRA. Go there now. Your risk is zero. Go to VRAinsider.com and get your free two-week membership. That's VRAinsider.com. Try Kip out for 2 weeks for free, and you'll become a client for life. What are you waiting for? VRAinsider.com.
The Trump administration is announcing it wants to end the gainful employment rule that punished colleges that consistently left graduates with high student debt. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos promises instead to publish earnings data for all college programs on the department's College Scorecard website. Reaction has been swift after the 5-4 decision by the Supreme Court that a citizenship question won't be allowed on the upcoming 2020 census. John Clemens reports.
President Donald Trump has made a request to White House attorneys to determine if it would be possible to delay the census, no matter how long, until the Supreme Court receives additional information on the matter. Senator Lindsey Graham believes the question regarding legal citizenship should be on the census form.
I think a lot of people believe that how much money a state gets based on the number of people should be related to those here legally, not illegally.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some big-name stars are getting into the political scene. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
Elton John has decided to get into the political debate as he called out Russian President Vladimir Putin by saying that liberalism is obsolete and conflicts with the overwhelming majority in many countries continue. In a story published by the Financial Times newspaper, Putin said the liberal idea has become obsolete. It has come into conflict with the interest of the overwhelming majority of the population. Elton John said this in a statement released that disagrees with Putin's view that pursuing policies that embrace multicultural and sexual diversity are obsolete in our societies. Putin also said Russia has no problem with LGBT persons. He said, let everybody be happy in that interview. John called Putin's words hypocritical since a Russian distributor censored LGBTQ-related scenes from Rocket Man, the film based on John's life and career.
Missouri's only abortion clinic will remain open until at least August. That ruling from a Missouri commissioner who said there's a likelihood that the clinic will prevail in its license fight with the state. Planned Parenthood's Maeve Mead.
Now we know, at least till August 1st and probably later, that abortion will be protected. And that's good for patients. It's good for the staff. It's good for Missouri.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.